Dear Shirley and Steve, I'm a 15-year-old girl, and I'm pretty sure my father is gay. If not gay, then bisexual. I went through his phone and read his messages. There was a conversation between him and another man, which led me to believe that my dad is gay. I have nothing against gay people. In fact, I'm bisexual. I just want him to be honest. We aren't very close, and I think asking him would bond our relationship together. I want to know, when is the right time to ask him? Is there a right time to ask? Should I come out to him as well? Wow. I'll say this. You're mature sounding, very mature sounding for a 15-year-old girl. You pose some very straightforward questions. I have to say this, though. Please don't assume just because you went through your dad's phone and you saw a conversation that your dad is gay or bisexual. I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean either way. You have to have a discussion and a conversation with your dad and get the real on that. So, you know, in my limited expertise in this area, I would have to tell you to do some research. There are plenty of websites out there, organizations, I should say, that help people when they come out and when they transition and when they want to talk and when they don't know what to do. Things like that. So when I say do some research, go online, get some information. There's one called Are You Coming Out? Go online and see what they have to offer you. Do some research to find out exactly how you should handle this matter with your dad. But definitely don't assume just because you've gone through his phone. You have no idea, how that was taken. Don't take it out of context. That's what I'm trying to say. Steve.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me just say this before I open my mouth.
Okay.
This is not my field of expertise.
Right.
As a matter of fact, admittedly, I know little, damn near close to nothing about this. I love the fact that you say you have nothing against gay people. I think that's a great way to live your life. Two things were wrong. You went through his phone, and maybe he don't want nobody to know. I think that coming out is an individual decision. A person can come out or stay in. I think it's up to the person. If a person don't want nobody to know his private business, his sexual preferences, that's on them. And you ain't got to make that public if you don't want to. So out and confronting your father, I don't know if that's really a good idea. I don't think it's your business, to be honest with you, how your father as an adult lives his life. Now, if you want to come out to your father, that's up to you. I don't know how that works. I don't know benefit of it. I don't know anything. If it's a load off your shoulders, then go ahead. Ain't no need to carry the load. Go on and say what you want to say. But I think confronting him about a message in his phone is a mistake. Just because you know something, mm-hmm. don't need to tell somebody everything you know. If we as adults told people everything we know or thought, we would have no adult relationships. None. Zero. So if I were you, I would leave the fact alone, because what difference does it make? And see, you saying you want him to be honest. Be honest with who? He ain't keeping nothing from you specifically. He just keeping his life private. And that should be his business. He don't have to be honest with you about his private life. You don't really have to say nothing to him about your private life. Really? Really? So my advice to you is, keep the fact that you went through his phone to yourself. Stop going through other people's property that don't belong to you. Because as you get older, you're going to do, if you continue this behavior, you're going to discover some things that's going to utterly destroy you. Throw you really into something. So I would leave it alone. Work on your relationship with your father as his daughter and get him to work on his relationship as your father. That's all you after. What he do behind closed doors ought to be his business. And like Shirley said, you don't even really know. I don't know what the text message said. Now, if it's some obvious stuff in it, but just let it go. What you on that for? You need to work on your relationship with your father, not his relationship with somebody else.
Right.
That's just my opinion.
Okay.
And if I said anything to offend anybody in the community, that was not my intent. So let me say that now. Did I say anything, Carla? Help, Shirley.
No. No.
You ain't say
no.
Nothing.
I ain't saying nothing crazy.
No, you didn't.
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Surprisingly.
You shut up, Shirley. What are you doing? Oh.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.